Namaste. The difficulty in explaining all of this that relates to the field of self-realization is that the mind tends to understand everything from within the paradigm of subject-object duality. And that's the very obstacle to the self-realization we wish to achieve. And that paradigm, which is illusory, structures language itself. So the very categories of thought by which we attempt to understand ourselves prevent that understanding from occurring. This is the double bind on the symbolic level. The more intelligent we become in terms of being able to manipulate symbolic forms, the more alienated we become from the real that lies beyond the realm of symbols. And so we can say that self-realization is a matter of surrender of the power of symbolic manipulation, investigation, articulation to the higher power of presence. Because once we enter into the realm of symbols, we have sacrificed our presence. We live and we dwell. I won't even call it living, but the mind dwells in a secondary realm that orbits around presence, much as a satellite orbits around the Earth. A realm that represents the presence, but is not that. The word murders the thing, as Hegel once said. And so we enter into this plane where we understand everything, we think, but we grasp truly, we touch truly nothing. We have alienated ourselves from our essence in order to understand it, but the very understanding then has removed us from the heart. And so while we do not want to lose the symbolic power, it's only by recognizing the higher power of presence that that power of symbolically trying to grasp and understand the reality will surrender to the power of presence. And because the ego is identified with this power of articulation, because it's a weapon, it's a tool, it's very useful for purposes on the phenomenal plane, but totally useless to understand our being. Once we have centered ourselves in our being, we can use that tool. But if we're identified with that tool, then we will be used by it. And the very addiction to the illusory power, the phenomenal power, but not the noumenal, that symbolic manipulation gives us, takes us away from the heart of our true self. And so we can measure our progress in the spiritual realm by the degree of surrender of the discursive intellect, the mind that wants to create forms of thought to the presence that is beyond thought. paradoxically, the more that the discursive mind, which is containing the ego, surrenders to the heart, which is the divine presence, the more intelligence there will be at the symbolic level. Because the symbolizing intellect is taken in by its very sense of intelligence. And it falls for the eye of the statement, which it is itself. And so it actually becomes gullible. It believes the words that it hears and that it understands. And it loses touch with who is speaking, right? Not the words that are coming at me, but who is behind those words. And it is when we recognize that there is something beyond those words that is listening and that is within the self far more than the power of articulation that we can begin to see that in all of those in the world. And then the illusory paradigms of discourse will no longer fool us into believing in unrealities. But the primary unreality that we must overcome is the unreality of the ego, the self-identification with a linguistically centered organism. And in that surrender to pure presence that is beyond language, then we touch into the power that is known as love. And the more we sit in meditation with an active awareness, we haven't become mindless, but mindful. But the greater mind, the mind of silence, the mind of presence, that has direct intuition of the real, doesn't have to think about the real because it is that. The more that we are in that state, the more peaceful, serene we feel, the more unshakable we are, the less prone to any kind of emotional roller coaster or oscillation, the more we are free from depression, anxiety, all the pathologies that the discursive mind is subject to, because that mind lacks true being and therefore is prone to believing in whatever delusional thoughts, images, charged emotional scenarios arise in it, can take it over. It can be possessed. Whereas pure presence can never be possessed by any lesser power, because it is at one with the ultimate reality. The reality that gives birth to the ego, sustains it, refines it, purifies it, and then ultimately dissolves it back into the supreme self from which it came. And so the spiritual journey begins when one is bored with the ego and with all of the houses of cards that it can create. It understands the uses of them, but it also understands their limitations. And now it wants something more. There's a hunger for the absolute, for a meaning that transcends meaning itself, that transcends the limited paradigms that are based upon an organismic-centered reality, and wants to know the reality of the cosmos, the reality that was there before there was a cosmos. And that ultimate real is not somewhere else. It is here and now. When consciousness is willing to let go of its attachment to mentally grasping the world, it realizes that it is, in fact, one with the source and the power that is the creative manifestation of the world. And it's that sacrifice that is the most difficult challenge. And yet, as we proceed in the process of self-inquiry, not through trying to understand ourselves philosophically, metaphysically, but through simple presence, the benefits of this letting go become so palpable, gives a such an exalted experience and imperience of what is true, and finally a power to overcome all of those tendencies of the mind and the behavior patterns that could not be overcome from within the ego, but can be let go of easily. That we are then qualified and ready at a certain point to make that ultimate leap into the letting go of the mind as the basis of identity. And it's in that moment that the transcendence of form into the formless takes place. But in that transcendence, there is also a transcendence of the duality between form and the formless. And so there is a recognition that the formless is form. The emptiness is all. The universe is Brahman. They are not two. They're not even one. This is the zero point where all and nothing merge. And it's at this point that the real is truly realized.